Homeless people and the condition of homelessness itself are frequently in the news, with a focus on efforts to curb homelessness. Those efforts appear to be working. Recent numbers out of HUD, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, show a decline in the numbers of homeless people. The drop is especially sharp in Oregon, which showed a 38% reduction over the period studied. So let's talk about that period and the likely contributing factors in the reduction of homeless population. Allison McIntosh is a public information officer for HUD in Oregon and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff. And I actually work for Oregon Housing and Community Services, which is your state agency that works on these issues.
Ah, good to know. Okay, Oregon Housing and Community Services. So tell us about the period studied here and what the report shows of that period.
Sure. So every year in January, communities across the country conduct a count of people who are experiencing homelessness in their communities. And HUD requires that local communities go actually out into the community, onto the streets, every other year. And so the report that was just released from HUD shows counts of people that were in shelters or in what's called transitional housing in January of 2014. And then some communities didn't actually go out onto the streets in 2014. So we're using some 2013 numbers as well to create this report.
All right. So do we think it's reliable then, even though some of the field work wasn't done in some communities in 2014?
We do think it's reliable. We think it shows trends over time. I will say that some of our partners on the ground think that maybe this most recent report is not showing the full picture of homelessness in Oregon. HUD is very specific about how it counts homelessness, and it's asking us to literally count people who are camping, living on the streets, living in emergency shelters, or living in transitional housing. Other people think maybe we should also count people who are sleeping on their friend's or neighbor's couch, or maybe living with grandma and doubled up.
All right. And is there any set of projections or any good thumbnail rules that would appear to give you a multiplier? I mean, if you can figure if there are this many people living in official homeless capacities, how many more there might be in the situations you just described?
You know, I don't have an official multiplier, but I will say that the Oregon Department of Education will release in a couple weeks here a count of kids who experience homelessness in the schools. And they actually count kids who are sleeping on grandma's couch or maybe don't have their own home that they stay in every night. And that may give us a better picture of people who are experiencing housing instability in our communities.
Those numbers are collected, I know, as part of a federal mandate, and I forget which program off the top of my head, but does that help round out the picture? And do those factors appear in the numbers just out from HUD?
Those numbers don't appear in these numbers just from HUD, but they definitely help round out the picture. And I think once those numbers come out, we'll have a much better picture of what families in Oregon are facing.
So given the overall finding, which appears to be a reduction in homeless numbers across the country, is there much celebration in organizations like your own that are responsible for trying to move people away from homelessness?
You know, I think the report makes us optimistic. We know that Oregon has been working really hard to prevent and end homelessness. I think these numbers help show us that we are getting smarter about what it takes to end people's homelessness, but we're not ready to declare victory yet.
So let's talk about the trend over the course of the last, say, 10 to 15 years. Was there a spike before the decline that this report shows?
You know, the numbers from 2007, 2008, 2009 were significantly higher. Since that time, the federal government has done a lot to really focus on some specific populations to try to really end their homelessness. And I think one area where both nationally and here in Oregon we've been successful is trying to end homelessness for veterans. The federal government has put a lot of resources into what are called VASH vouchers, and those are housing vouchers for veterans who are experiencing homelessness. It also connects them to medical care services through the VA hospital system. And just in Jackson County alone, the federal government has put in about 260 of those vouchers since 2008 and more than 1,500 across Oregon.
And was this funding that was limited in time, or is this something that could be ongoing?
It is ongoing. So those numbers, those vouchers have come in over time, several, anywhere from 10 to 80 every year in certain communities all across the state. And those resources, we hope, will continue.
Allison McIntosh is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Public Information Officer for Oregon Housing and Community Services. We're talking about homeless numbers in the country and in Oregon specifically, which seem to have dropped sharply based on numbers from HUD, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. Join us on the Exchange with your questions and comments, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned the VASH vouchers that are helping to get the veterans off the street. Is that perhaps one of the biggest single drivers of the numbers going down?
You know, it definitely is a factor. I think there's some other things that we are trying really hard to do well. We're trying something that's called Housing First. So rather than putting people into shelters, we're trying to get them back immediately into their own place to live. And that shows a lot of promise. We've also been developing what are called permanent supportive housing units all across the state, where it's both a place to live and either the medical care or mental health care that people need to stay in housing.
The Housing First program, I understand that it comes occasionally with some controversy because the issue is not about people getting drug treatment or alcohol treatment or any of the other needs. It's just getting a roof over their heads first. Is that a fair characterization?
It is a fair characterization. I think the theory is that people think and have done a lot of studies to prove that it's much easier to help people address the barriers that they have in their life if they're not worried about where they're going to sleep the next night. And so once they have that safe, stable place to call home, they're better able to address whatever other issues they have, whether it's medical or addiction-related issues.
All right, Allison, let's look at the numbers again. We're talking about 38% was the decline listed in Oregon, and again, over what time?
So the data comes from 2013 and 2014.
All right, but 38% then from 2010?
2012,
okay, which is, well, that's a significant drop then, isn't it?
Yes, I think we're pleased with how things are going here.
And how does that compare to the national decline in homeless numbers, or is there a national decline?
I believe there is. You know, I have not dug into some of the national numbers. I think a lot of communities across the country are seeing progress with getting veterans inside and some other folks inside who've been living on the street for quite a while.
All right. So is Oregon then among the top states? It sounds like, I mean, from what I've looked at from looking at numbers from other states, Oregon is certainly one of the more significant, one of the more significant reductions in homeless numbers.
It is. There's some other things that also make Oregon unique that are good and bad. We have a higher rate of people who are literally living outside or camping than some other states. And so that's, you know, these are all things that we're trying to look at and figure out how we can better tweak policy to address these problems.
Is there a typical set of circumstances for a homeless person? You mentioned veterans, and there's at least a suspicion, if not an out-and-out set of numbers to support the belief that a lot of homeless people are veterans. But, is there a demographic, you know, sweet spot? This is the kind of person who's most likely to be homeless in Oregon.
You know, there really isn't. Anybody can be at risk of homelessness, and a lot of families are living paycheck to paycheck, and an emergency like a car repair or a medical bill could leave them unable to pay their rent and facing eviction, particularly now where we know a lot of folks are still struggling after the recession and maybe are working 2 to 3 jobs to make ends meet. We also know that rents are on the rise and the number of available apartments is decreasing. And so there's a lot of things that are happening right now that put a lot more people at risk for homelessness. And it happens. It can happen to anybody.
That's interesting to think about it then, because what happens is you have one set of circumstances where the improving economy might make it easier for some people to get jobs, to get in better financial circumstances to afford housing. And yet at the same time, you might have rents going up and therefore making it harder all over again.
Absolutely. We've heard from communities across the state that rents are really increasing rapidly. And I don't know if you've heard from your listeners over in Central Oregon, but the vacancy rates there are incredibly low right now, and there's very few available apartments for the number of people that need them.
And is this more specifically in the Bend urban area?
You know, it's actually in the Tri-County area, Crook, Deschutes, and Jefferson. It's what we're hearing from partners over there is that it's difficult in all of those communities. We heard a story last week about a nurse who was working at St. Charles in Bend who was actually commuting from northern Klamath County.
Which is a bit of a haul.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Allison McIntosh again with us on the Jefferson Exchange. She's a public information officer for Oregon Housing and Community Services. We're talking about services for homeless people. The numbers of homeless people appear to be in decline in the state of Oregon. And you can join us at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Boyd in Wolf Creek asks via email, is there a central clearinghouse for services for those who choose to be homeless, that is, nomads?
You know, what we think here is that most folks, given the option, would really rather be inside. People who are experiencing homelessness or rent stability problems anywhere in the state can call 211, which is an information and referral line. And they can refer you to services in your local community that may be able to help with a little bit of money to prevent an eviction or to get somebody back into an apartment. And 211 can really help you figure out what it is, where you can go in your local community. And maybe somebody needs a little bit of help with an energy bill or help putting food on the table. They can connect you to those resources locally.
All right, so 211, the number to call if you're looking for services within your community. I want to come back to the numbers again because you'd mentioned that the trend was up in 07, 08, 09 as the recession settled in of homeless people. And I wonder if by the drop that has been observed in 13 and 14, if we're actually back to essentially to where we were before that or if we're still slightly above pre-recession levels.
You know, that's a good question. Some of the ways that we go out and do this count every year might make it really difficult to compare numbers over time, I think. I think there's a lot of changes that have happened to the way we count people who are experiencing homelessness. And I think it gives us a good idea of what the trends are from year to year, but it doesn't necessarily allow us to compare numbers from this year to 5 or 10 years ago, unfortunately.
I know there have been a number of initiatives across the country to really take a focus on potentially ending homelessness, perhaps by the year 2020, which now is obviously 5 years and change away. I mean, what are some of the programs that exist out there, and what are some of the marks of progress? This would appear to be a mark of progress, but again, mm-hmm. Not a lot of it's cause for optimism, but not necessarily celebration, I think, as you pointed out.
Yes. So I mentioned earlier the federal push to end veteran homelessness and what are called VASH vouchers. There's also been a lot of progress made for trying to get people either to stay in their housing or back into housing rapidly. We're doing a lot with emergency rent assistance or rent perviction eviction dollars, and really trying to figure out what exactly people need to either get back into housing or stay into housing. And there's a lot of programs that really address the needs that people are seeing. We're trying to be much more targeted with our resources now and figure out what people need and get them exactly what they need.
Are the services similar enough from town to town that if you ended up homeless in La Grande or ended up homeless in Ashland or ended up homeless in Corvallis that you find you'd at least have some idea, besides calling 211, what kinds of services would be available? Are those very different from community to community?
You know, there are definitely some similarities. Almost all communities have an emergency rent assistance kind of program. There are community action agencies in every county in the state of Oregon, and they all have some emergency rent assistance dollars. They have case management. They have money to help pay energy bills. They have other forms of assistance that they can provide to people to really help meet their needs. And if you were to call 211, chances are good that you would be referred to your local community action agency.
At this point, it's still a collection of governmental and some cases private nonprofit efforts, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. The community action agencies are a mix of government entities and nonprofit organizations, and they receive some state money, perhaps some local county or city money, as well as some federal money to help them really address these problems.
Given the efforts that have gone on then, Allison, to make reductions in homelessness, were there any particular surprises about the numbers coming out in the HUD report that showed a 38% drop in Oregon?
You know, I think the recent kind of rise in rent costs and the drop in vacancy rates and some of the instability that people are feeling right now surprise some people who are out in the communities talking to people who are experiencing these things day to day. And so the report, I think, surprised them a little bit. It isn't necessarily what they feel like they're seeing at their front door. At the same time, though, I think it gives us, as you said earlier, optimism that we really do know we're getting smarter about what it takes to end people's homelessness and that we're making progress.
And do you have raw numbers available at your fingertips about how many people are considered homeless in Oregon at any given time?
The recent report that just came out said just over 12,000 people. 12. And that was the one that's a point in time count, so it's done once in January.
All right.
And we're actually getting ready to go out and do a full count both in shelters and transitional housing and on the streets coming up in 2 or 3 months at the end of January of 2015.
Okay, so more counts going on, more numbers coming in at some point. Allison McIntosh is a public information officer for Oregon Housing and Community Services. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.